Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule Tu, I remember you, I think it must have been maybe 1992 or 1993, I'm not sure. You too young to remember this. But there was a gym that was called Health and Racket. And my friend Kulani, who used to run for Natal, it was Natal at the time, he had Natal colors, he used to have a gym membership. They had long contracts, like 30 years, etc. and so on. And then Health and Racket got taken over by the Virgin Group. Then they were called Virgin Active. And now even Virgin Active is closing down stores.
This one is quite an interesting one, especially if you take a look at the business models of gyms and how they are evolving. Significant input costs, especially if you look at their property, plant and equipment, but also trying to ensure that they maintain a high level of retention in terms of clients, but also keeping them there for quite a while. And that's typically referred to as dwelling time. So Virgin Active, as we know, and as you've described, really diversified over the last few years. It's currently owned by a company called Brait, which just published results. And given the overview that they've given us, they've described the fact that they've plowed a heavy amount of capital investment into the refurbishment of several of their Virgin Active stores. But this also is taking place with the partnership that they have with medical aids to provide incentives for gym participants and gym members to continue going to the gym over an extended period of time. But coupled with the refurbishments, it's not just about the showers and the equipment, but also, again, improving their dwell time by providing workspaces and the restaurants through Kauai and new food that they also provide there. Now, what's been interesting about Virgin Active is that they need to do this within gyms that they believe are able to maintain specific revenue targets within their margins. And what they've described is the fact that they are closing down several stores, largely in the township. They've closed down Maponya Mall back in 2019. They're currently going to close down the Jablani Red Club in Soweto. And after that, we'll also be making changes and shutting down their clubs in Mbombela, in Nelspruit, and Boulders in Midrand. Now, this all comes on the back of the fact that they've said that the cost of actually refurbishing some of these malls is just not sustainable, that ultimately it won't actually improve or contribute to their revenue lines in a sustainable manner. And I think that in itself is already an interesting dynamic to look into as to, you know, what the levers are that they are pulling at within several of their gyms. They currently have just under 200,000 members in South Africa and have contributed to significant growth in terms of job creation that they have listed in their numbers too. But I think if we do take a look at the environment, just in terms of healthcare, health provision, and of course, health and fitness facilities, this one really does speak to just a shift in the climate as to how to drive these models more sustainably, but also having more than one revenue driver bring customers and members into the gym.
Now, this next story is, the best indication to illustrate how when one government sector fails, it affects everything else, right? So we've spoken about the failure of the post office. We've spoken over the last 3-4 years about how they are not able to deliver the postal service, which is what they're meant to do, right? And as a result, SARS has now stopped communicating via the postal service. So they won't be sending you the post anymore. They'll have to, adopt other means.
100%. Effective as the 31st of May this year, SARS is no longer printing or posting any form of general letters to its customers as well as the South African public. Essentially, they are transitioning into a digital and electronic means of communication. Now, this is largely built up on their digital strategy. And as you mentioned, does show that the failure of the South African Post Office does have far-reaching consequences. Now, for you to get an update regarding SARS, yes, they will use digital means in terms of phone calls from their call center, texts as well. But most importantly, trying to get people to use their app as well as e-filing online as a platform to receive communication regarding any of their tax commitments that they have. Now, we're well aware in a world that we live in, and we've commented about it as well frequently, this does also raise concerns just in terms of tightening controls, because there has been an influx in terms of online fraud and scams that have typically picked up. But they're also calling on South Africans to be a lot more vigilant just in terms of what kind of communication they receive from SARS, but also following it up. So if it's fundamentally not reflected on your e-filing profile, then rather don't hasten to respond to any text messages that might be unsolicited and that you might be unclear on in terms of that communication. But you're quite right. Shows again that state-owned entities do play a very critical role. It's the same reason why we see so many interventions being plowed into the likes of Transnet, given the logistics environment that they serve and influence they have on mining and other sectors, including our trade when it comes to the ports. Same thing with Eskom as well. Some state-owned entities are just a bit too complex and too big to fail, given the consequences that they have.
Mm. Thank you very much for that. We're getting tongue-tied. What are the markets looking like?
Markets, well, they had a fairly quiet day yesterday, even though there was a lot more optimism internationally. We saw some profit-taking when it comes to the resource stocks. 94,657 points is where we'll open up for the All Share Index today. Currency-wise, we're at 17.97 to the US dollar, 24.16 to the British pound, and now at 20.68 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings Zakaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.